Black and White Years on KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM radio station. I'm delighted, actually, to have in the studio a couple of nice people. Carla Noyce is here and Judith Jelinek, and they're from Laguna Beach Music Festival. Right, correct. Now, let me just turn your microphones on, and then we'll make sure that you are with us. Say a quick hello, ladies.
Hi there.
You'll have to get really close to those mics. You see how close I am?
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid you have to get that close and then probably take some of that airborne stuff when you leave. You know, the stuff that kills known bacteria. Yeah. So, Laguna Beach Music Festival is on soon. In fact, tomorrow or tonight. Is it tonight it begins?
It starts tonight. We have our opening night event tonight.
And where is the event?
That's at the Laguna Art Museum.
Right. And you've brought in some brilliant people. Jeffrey Cahan and his son Gabriel Cahan are going to be the sort of basic, like the central feature. Is that
it is.
Good
it's
way
actually
to say
Cahane,
it?
In case they're listening.
Cahane, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I've done it again.
So close.
Oh well. I've got the Mowglis coming in here tomorrow, and I've been saying Mowglis all week. So you know.
Live and learn.
There you go. Listen, if you pay peanuts, you get monkeys, don't you? Jeffrey Cahane is going to be here, and Gabriel Cahane. What's happening tonight at the museum?
This is kind of an event that people have enjoyed coming to. We've had for a few years where we introduce some of the artists to the people who are interested in the festival and try to get them excited about the theme and what's going and the music that's going to occur. And we usually have a terrific turnout. It looks like we're going to have one tonight. It's growing by the moment.
Yeah, so we have about 80 people coming, I think.
And to the museum.
It's a wine and appetizer reception, and then a sort of taster concert in the museum, which will be really neat. And tonight it's with Gabriel Cahane, the singer-songwriter/composer, the Linden String Quartet, and Rob Moose, who's the frontman of Y Music.
That's so great. And if now people are going to be excited by the idea of appetizers anyway, they should come even if it's just for that. Mm-hmm. But you guys have got a track record, totally great track record. I've seen the last few years, you know, my wife works for Laguna Beach Live, full disclosure, so I get to go, and it's some of the musicians have been brilliant. Edgar May, we were just talking about Edgar Mayer.
Mayer.
See, can't you bring somebody in called Smith? It's like just an easy name.
We'll do that next year.
Right, if you could. And he was amazing. And last year, you branched out outside of Laguna too, haven't you? You were at Sage Hill School. Have you got another one there this time?
We have tomorrow night. We have a concert there. We have a workshop for kids, high school kids in the afternoon, songwriting, which I think will excite a lot of high school kids who are into guitar and wanting to write their own music.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a hit. And then there is a concert that follows at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
Right. So you have now. So let me explain to people here. So you have music, you have gigs, concerts, and also workshops, and a chance to meet up with musicians and find out more about sort of what goes on behind the scenes.
Right. Yeah, we're really committed to having, a lot of free programming and events where people can come and meet musicians. So we have three different festival conversations is what we call them, which are free events. One's at Nirvanic Grill, two are at the Playhouse, where the artists will come and be doing Q&A and talking about how they got into music and what their inspiration is. And those are throughout the week. And then we have four main concerts that'll be at the Laguna Playhouse, and then a series of special events that are at different locations. A dinner at Hotel Laguna, and a private salon concert with Jeffrey Cahane in Corona Del Mar.
Fantastic. And Gabriel Cahane, Jeffrey's son, he's got these other projects that he's bringing and showcasing also, right?
Yeah, he's really diverse in his talents and abilities. He plays so many instruments, piano, guitar, banjo, he sings. But he has been commissioned jointly by the Music Festival and by the Brooklyn Academy of Music to create a piece about Los Angeles. It's a song cycle, actually, called 25 Addresses in Los Angeles. And that first performance of that piece will be on Saturday at the Laguna Playhouse.
And we're the co-commissioners, so that's exciting.
Oh, that's incredibly, incredibly exciting, yeah.
We've had co-commissions before, and one of them has been played at Carnegie Hall, one of them is on a Silk Road ensemble being played around the country. So it gives us mana out there. We get our name on some new pieces of music, which is very exciting to us.
Certainly. So you guys are not just concert promoters, you are patrons of the arts, and
exactly.
That's a really wonderful
We're
thing.
We're really trying to develop a whole new audience. of people who enjoyed mixed genre music.
Right, no, it's very interesting. Now, let's play a track, shall we?
Yeah.
If I can get this thing working, because I'm not very adept at the knobs and switches, but let's see if I can figure out a way to play this track by Gabriel Kahan. It's from... what is it from? It's called Where Are the Arms? You suggested that I play. What's the album called?
It is called... that's the title track, Where Are the Arms?
Where Are the Arms? All right, Where Are the Arms, Gabriel Kahan on KX93.5. Wow, that is absolutely breathtaking. Goodness me, I almost just let it run on to the next track and took a little, you know, sojourn into my own mind there. That is absolutely beautiful, right up my street, actually.
Great. Yeah.
Wow.
I hope you're going to come out and hear him.
Oh, totally I am. that is the kind of music, and I mean this in the most... I really mean this in a the strongest complimentary way I can think of to say it. That is the kind of music that makes me wish I smoked weed. Again. I don't, but it's that. It's so beautiful, yeah. And it's deceptively simple. I mean, I don't know if you guys know much about music, but the musical intervals and stuff, this is really well thought out, beautiful music, and yet believable. It's not pretentious in any way, is it? Right.
Very accessible.
Totally.
This is, I think, why he's become so popular. He is really a hot number in Brooklyn right now, and he's really made a name for himself, both in composition of this type of thing, and in the singing, and in the production of it.
He's got a great voice, too. Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, give him another 20 years of divorce, a few more in million Marlboro Lights, and he'll have a little bit more edge to it, but still... incredible songwriting. And
some of it is edgy. Some of what he sings is edgy.
I'm talking about the sound of his voice and the quality of his voice.
Yes.
He's got a beautiful voice. Fantastic stuff. Wow. Well, I'm absolutely blown away now. So there you go. That's all my questions. I'm just going to rub the phone away. Just going to say it's going to be a wicked, wicked thing.
Yeah. It's going to be a great week.
It's going to be a very exciting week. We have education programs in the schools for kids. We have hosts and hostesses putting up musicians around the town.
Yeah.
And my wonderful co-chair, Lauren Packard, can't be here. She's recovering from the flu.
Aww.
But we've all worked very hard for it, and we hope everybody will come out to the concerts because it's going to be fun.
You guys do work incredibly hard. I know that because Ava works for Laguna Beach Live, and I know how hard you guys work.
Mm.
And you could really aim for the lowest common denominator, and you don't. You really go for something cool every year, and I, for one, am very grateful to you. And I'm grateful to you for coming in. People can find out about this, and ought to find out about this, where?
Our website's probably the best place to go to. It's just www.lagunabeachmusicfestival.com.
Okay, that's easy.
Pretty easy.
Yeah.
And we have posters around town, and there's flyers, and there should be some stuff you see. There's
information
a big banner.
At the Playhouse. There'll be
flyers at the Playhouse, yeah?
Yep, it's going to be the concerts are all at the Playhouse, and so it's pretty well signed there.
And you can buy tickets at the Playhouse or online, whatever's easiest.
Wonderful stuff. So it starts tonight. You got this going on tonight, and then tomorrow night, what's happening?
Tomorrow night's our free concert at Sage Hill, which is pretty
right. That's
much
right. You did
booked,
tell me that, yeah.
Just from reservations, but you can take a look online.
And who's going to be there again?
It'll be
night?
Gabriel Kahane and Rob Moose, They're actually playing sort of more of an informal style concert, and one of the school rock bands is also going to open for them. So it's going to be really
be
fun,
great.
Really laid
I'm
back.
I'm going to try and get to that.
Yeah,
and the opening night is on Wednesday. Opening concert at the Playhouse with Gabriel and Jeffrey Kahane together.
Yeah.
And Thursday night is Why Music's concert at the Playhouse.
Yeah, that'll be fun too. I've got some of their music kicking around somewhere in here.
I hope you'll get
to play. Yeah, Why Music is, they're a really talented sextet of strings and clarinet, trumpet, really interesting group of instruments, and they play with a lot of bands like the Arcade Fire, My Brightest, Diamond, The National, Annie Clark of St. Vincent. They're incredibly talented, and you'll have heard their music on different tracks of some of your favorite artists.
Well, you'll have heard the music on this station, because if you're talking about bands like
Sufjan Stevens,
absolutely, blah blah blah, Bon Iver, Anthony and the Johnsons, we've played all that, and the National, that's the kind of stuff that we
they collaborate with those artists all the time.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of good stuff going to happen, and so we hope that a lot of people will come out and support it, because we want to develop new audiences in Laguna Beach and make it a music town.
Well, I hope that we have done our little bit here at KX93.5 to get the word out. LagunaBeachMusicFestival.com, LagunaBeachMusicFestival.com. Support that, because it's really quite great. It's really quite great. I mean, you could have done the equivalent of plain air, couldn't you? But you didn't. You've done something really interesting, and I, for one, again, I'm very grateful to you. All right, very nice. Thank you very much for coming
thank
in, Carla,
you.
Judith.
Thank you.
Lauren couldn't make it. Love to Lauren if she's listening, and I hope she's feeling better. And Laguna Beach Music Festival is on all week, and I hope you'll support it. This is Laguna's only FM radio station, KX 93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach,
Laguna's only FM.
KX 93.5.